Some people think of prostitution as a victimless crime, but a significant number of women who have sex for money are actually forced to through threats, coercion, and violence. In other words, they are victims of human trafficking. A judge in Columbus, Ohio, decided jail time wasn't the answer and tried a new approach. Side Effects Public Media's Andrea Maraskin reports. A warning, this story may not be appropriate for small children.
Here at the Franklin County Courthouse, Stephanie Rollins is a success story. She used to be required to show up here, but now she's here by choice.
I still want to come in and be able to give some experience, strength, and hope to the next girl to show her that one that's coming out in handcuffs. Like, look, do you see me? This can be you too.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and Rollins is wearing green eyeshadow with nails and earrings to match. Her blonde hair falls around her shoulders in neat waves. But if you met her just 3 years ago, you might not have recognized her.
I was 100 pounds, dirty, hungry, lonely, tired. I'd go into some place and people would look.
The things she's been through, it's amazing she's even alive. What she experienced in this courtroom helped her to overcome a lifetime of abuse. At 11, Stephanie ran away to escape a violent stepdad and ended up moving in with a strange man.
I was hungry, and he took me to his house, he fed me, bought me cigarettes and alcohol, and did everything that, you know, I felt like I was loved.
He threw big parties where he'd ask her to perform sex acts with other men. She lived with him for about a year until she got pregnant. Rollins' story is not unusual. One out of six runaways is trafficked. That's according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And several studies have shown a high incidence of childhood abuse among adult sex workers. In her 20s, in the aftermath of an abusive relationship, Rollins developed an addiction to crack and started doing sex work to support it.
The prostitution and money and men all came together for me.
Her drug dealers doubled as pimps. They would front her drugs, then charge interest on the payment.
And if you don't bring that money back to them, they physically harm you. They rape you. They do whatever they want to you. And you feel like it's your fault. You feel like you asked for it because you did the drug.
Was it her fault? Both federal and state law define this kind of violent coercion as trafficking. But the justice system hasn't quite caught up yet. Rollins got arrested for prostitution many times. Every time she went to jail, she resolved to stay off drugs and get out of sex work when her sentence ended. But it never worked. Then in 2013, she met Paul Herbert, a judge who offered a way out. 4 years earlier, Herbert was processing thousands of prostitution cases in his Columbus courtroom.
I really didn't see it as a crime that was all that serious. I just thought it was the world's oldest profession and there was nothing anyone could ever do to stop it.
Then one day in court, he was hearing testimony from victims in domestic violence cases. And he had an epiphany.
I was being sickened by the hair pulled out and the black eyes and the broken bones and pictures from hospital beds. And then the sheriff brought the next defendant out and she looked like one of these domestic violence victims. And I looked down at the file they handed to me and it said prostitute. And I was like, how am I seeing that?
He wondered, maybe the justice system had it all wrong. Herbert did some research and confirmed his hunch. Many women who have sex for money are victims too. This realization inspired Herbert to start a unique program for sex workers in his court. Through it, Stephanie Rollins turned her life around, becoming someone capable of giving hope to others. We'll have more on that in part two. Andrea Maraskin, Side Effects Public Media.